This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You'll need that. If you got something you want to bring up, you're certainly welcome to do that here with us tonight. Also, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight in studio, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So, we'll start with a story I teased last night. We never got around to it here. Johnson thinks it's pretty funny already.
I hadn't heard you tease it last night. I'm just seeing, I came in, saw you pull up the title on the screen, and yeah.
So,
wow.
So, Johnson, have you heard of the Oculus?
I have.
What do you think about it, and what is it for our listeners that, that haven't heard?
The Oculus Rift is a product that was purchased by Facebook, which is a set of displays, or no, actually, I guess it's a single display with lenses, but essentially, it goes on your face, so that essentially, imagine having an IMAX screen that, you know, is so big that it encompasses your entire field of view, about 2 inches away from your face. Super high resolution, and basically covers your entire depth field of view, so that essentially you're wearing goggles that allow you to be completely immersed in a 3D world. You know,
it's 20 years. I mean, it's been 20 years since virtual reality was big, right? I remember back in the 1990s with Lawnmower Man, this, you know, Hollywood movie, and there were some really there were some lame, like, video game hardware attempts to try to do virtual reality back then, but they were just miserable attempts and expensive, and now it's getting to the point where it's going to be real. Like, it's going to happen. The goggles are not these humongo mask kind of things. You don't have to wear a huge helmet or anything like that. So the tech is to the point right now, even without it having really hit the market yet, the tech's to the point where this is something that can work.
Right. Have you heard of, just slightly tangential, but also on this same topic, have you heard of Google, I think it's called Google Cardboard, or the Google Cardboard Project?
No, I've not.
Essentially, what Google has done is they have made it so that you can download plans to cut into cardboard and make your own Oculus Rift using a smartphone.
Yep, that looks like what's occurred, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that there's a Samsung phone that's, or Samsung viewer that is coming out that you can combine a Samsung device, a Google Samsung Android phone, with this, not cardboard, but actual, you know, goggles, essentially, so sort of a mount that you can mount the phone in and do the same thing.
This requires essentially what the thing about Oculus Rift is that it requires a really high resolution display, right? Mm-hmm. But those displays are coming down in prices because of smartphones and technology. And that's what's allowing Oculus Rift, and why it's taken 20 years, is because part of the problem
has been the display.
Has been what's called latency, so that the signal from the screen to the controller has to make a round trip, and that, so that basically what happens is you move your head, right?
And
the image doesn't move right away. The
and
image
that
has to
throw you off. That could make it feel really sick or something.
Sure, it could just, you know, if you're trying to play a game or something,
prevent you
like that,
from killing the zombies.
Right, it's not responsive, so it's like, it just would be a little weird. And yeah, I'm thinking probably would make you feel a little dizzy.
So,
but essentially, the smartphone technology and the speed of these chips and all the costs have come down and allowed that to happen. Well, with this Google Cardboard project, and it's cardboard.withgoogle.com.
Okay.
Essentially, you put your smartphone, if you have a decent sized smartphone, like maybe the new iPhone, or, you know, this, I've got, you know, an LG phone that's one of the new ones that are out. And the reason why that is because they've got the ultra high def screens, you know, the double HD type of stuff.
That's what's coming next.
And they're fast enough to display things, and you can put it in, and there's, like, little lenses, and it allows you to get that full 3D immersive feel.
It's amazing.
But with a card, you know, it's with your existing phone and some cardboard.
Now, you would still need to have, I guess with the cardboard thing you're talking about, would the phones, little accelerometers or whatever they have in there, the things that can tell which way the phone is facing, would that also allow the motion detection kind of thing
as
well?
Because there's also software, essentially.
Wow, so everything's built into the phone.
Everything's built into the phone.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty amazing technology, and it's right around the corner.
Right.
I mean, I bet you they're going to have one of these out for Christmas time. Mm-hmm. I'm just speculating, you know, at that point, maybe more than one device. Because as I said, you got Samsung, you got this Oculus thing.
I don't know
Facebook.
If it's going to be this year. I'm thinking maybe think Christmas so? Time next year or sometime.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
Samsung's real close to their thing.
Isn't it Christmas?
It's just about that time, yeah. Halloween will mark the beginning of the Christmas season.
I mean, maybe. I don't know that Oculus is ready for prime time yet. I mean, I guess they've had their developer's kit for a while, so maybe it's possible that they could be, but they still have to manufacture everything.
Yeah, maybe it's just the Samsung one that's going to hit the market first. I don't know who it's... Somebody's going to hit the market right. within the next year.
The Samsung one I was not impressed with, comparatively, in terms of field of view, in terms of all that stuff.
Well, I mean, the first... Meh. You know, the first generation of
the first
stuff
of all of them
are
going to stink.
Yeah, well, it's not going to stink.
I don't know.
I don't know if you've seen the videos, Mark, but what I would look for is the React channel. This is the one I've seen where they give the. I don't know if you're familiar with the React channel or the Fine Brothers channel.
All those React kids.
These are
React.
Some of the most fun videos that I've seen on the internet where they've got, kids react, teens react, and elders react.
Oh, that's right. So they show them something and they see the reaction.
Yeah, I mean, there's everything from playing video games that are ridiculous or scary to. Showing the kids like old technology, like a rotary dial telephone or an old computer, the black and white
like
monitor,
a tape cassette player, like Walkman.
The Walkman. Yeah, that one was hilarious. And just getting the reactions of these, in this case, kids who likely most of them never seen
tapes.
Like
when they found out,
when they found out that you had to like fast forward or rewind to get to the next song, they were like. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Some of their reactions are hilarious.
I see tapes, like, on kids' clothing. They'll have pictures of audio cassette tapes, which, were crappy technology when they were out. Everybody was clear on that, but it was what you had.
Yep, ThinkGeek just released a Soundwave t-shirt that has an audio cassette tape.
Sure, right. I mean, it's classic kind of tech.
But it was the lowest quality. I mean, you could have an album was better audio quality at that time. And
they might be into tapes. They might be into Transformers. You never know,
So anyway, my point about the React channel, which is sort of the new effort by I believe they're the Fine Brothers. That was their original channel. Anyway, and one of those channels, I forget which one, it's either React or the Fine Brothers. It's Elders React to Oculus Rift. And it's just them playing a demo, tech demo, where
can I touch that?
It's no.
There was definitely stuff like that where they thought that they were like, can I reach out and grab it? Like things like that where they actually thought that they could touch the environment. It's like,
I didn't get the impression the elders were like, ignorant of what was going on. They all seemed to be pretty with it. They knew what they were looking at. It was virtual reality and their reactions were really amazing, because this is just incredible technology and it's something you can't really show on a 2D screen, right? You can show them reacting to it, but that's the best way to really experience this from without having actually put it on.
Right.
Because you can't show video of Oculus Rift and give somebody an idea of what this is actually like to
you
feel that.
You can sort of if that person's really good at doing that magic eye thing. Do you know the magic eye thing where you can take two images and you cross your eyes and then they kind of overlap? You
That'd
can
be hard
do
as hell to do during a video.
Oh, it really is. But it's once you kind of lock in, you can actually do that. It's obviously a lot easier to do with goggles or lenses, so.
Well, anyway, what they show you in the video on the React channel is, you see what they're seeing, but you don't see it in 3D, obviously.
Right.
So you see them going up a tech demo, which is essentially a roller coaster.
Right. There's a roller coaster and I think a house in like Tuscan Italy.
Yeah, like a Tuscan house. And so they show their reactions to it. And when they're on the roller coaster, it's a very common reaction is, they feel like the pit of their stomach kind of, when you're going down the coaster.
Really?
That's a feeling. It's very
because
present,
it's
very
the same
real.
Thing that happens when you're watching an IMAX movie. When your entire field of view is encompassed by what you're seeing, your brain reacts differently.
Mm. That I've never had happen at an IMAX. The reason why an Oculus Rift would be different from that is because of the motion of your head. Because you can look around in this instance with an
That's
IMAX.
That's true, too.
You can't. And anywhere look, you're looking at a movie theater.
You've never, have you ever gone to one of the IMAX movies where, it's a helicopter flying and you're going down? You've never gotten the sense of, the vertigo from that?
No, well, I've never.
You
I can't
must
say I've seen
not be susceptible
like
to motion sickness.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but I can't say I've seen. I can't say I can recall seeing an IMAX movie which had that.
Right. Well, here's another question for you: have you ever been on a long boat trip?
I've been on a cruise. Yeah, sure.
And not any motion sickness whatsoever?
I don't recall it. No.
So you may not be susceptible to that.
Okay, but you've experienced this at an IMAX.
Not only have I experienced it at IMAX, but I've also experienced motion sickness.
A couple of centuries ago, Ian, they would have kidnapped you and made you a sailor.
Okay, toll-free number.
Yarby dar.
855-453. So why are we talking about the Oculus Rift tonight? Well, it's a pretty cool technology, and it looks like there's going to be...
So cool, we didn't even get to the story.
Some triple X software available for it here. We'll talk about virtual reality porn here in moments. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-453. And, of course, you can join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Join us on our website. Go get interactive at freetalklive.com. You can actually put content there on the front page of the site. You can vote on what has you can already been submitted. You vote it up if you like, vote it down if you don't. And that helps us know what you think is interesting. Of course, the best way to find out what you think is interesting is if you just call in toll-free at 855-453. We're talking technology of the future. It's just around the corner. The Oculus Rift. In fact, SciFaze, one of our producers online, tells me that the consumer edition of the Oculus Rift is being targeted for April through summer of 2015.
So hey, look who was right.
We are less than a year away from the Oculus Rift. I don't know when Samsung's going to get theirs out. I heard they were shooting for Christmas this year. So it's all...
Samsung's to me is like Google Glass. I don't care.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's very similar to what you were talking about with the Google Cardboard.
No,
thing.
It's not.
It's like a holder for their phone.
It's like having a large screen TV in front of your face. It's not nearly the same. It's not.
Really?
They're
marketing it as though it's going to be a competitor with Oculus.
Of course they are.
Okay.
because
I haven't tried any of these things, so I'm not going to pass judgment on it. Until...
I read the specs, you know, and there's a huge difference between like 120-degree field of view or something like that, or 210-degree field of view, and like, you know, like a 90-degree.
So you're saying
view.
This isn't going to fill anybody's vision?
No. Okay. It's just like a big... It's like having a movie screen in front of you. You know, it's like, whatever. It's another... So another TV glasses.
We can talk more about the tech in a moment. Where is the software going to go is really the big question. The technology, it's on its way, but apparently the porn industry is about to jump in. Toll-free number here is 855-453. Is privacy dead? Not if you have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City and create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community. Winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free. Registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. That's hackthetrackers.com. Stories from Breitbart.com. The world of porn is about to change with the introduction of Oculus Rift's virtual reality technology, where users will no longer just be viewers, but active participants. Available in 2015, Oculus Triple X will transform your home into a virtual reality house of ill repute and will provide consumers with the ability to create the anatomical partner of one's choice.
Here's a question. How fast will Facebook block that?
Well, yeah, I guess, will Facebook have control over all of the software that one can run on an Oculus?
Who knows? Facebook bought it.
That's a good point. And certainly Facebook is known for their restrictive nudity policies. In fact, some people being upset, you know,
use an Oculus Rift if you give us your real name.
They're also known for not making much of a profit. And this is a way to change all that.
Yeah, I don't know what the policies are going to be, but the prediction here is that it's going to be... Now, if this doesn't make it onto the Facebook Oculus, then it'll make it somewhere.
Right,
Johnson. I mean,
sure.
3D sex is just a matter of time.
Google just made a huge investment into a company called Magic Leap or something like that.
Magic Leap? I have the Leap controller. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's some new thing that essentially has to do with virtual reality. I don't know exactly what it is. I just know that Google made a big jump in that direction, and it looks like they're going to step in and do something to compete with.
Fascinating. Yeah, I'd be very interested to hear more about that, because the Leap controller is also a neat little piece of hardware. It's essentially you can put your hands over top of it and move them about and do all kinds of different things without ever having to touch anything.
Right.
So it is essentially a virtual reality controller, and I think I've read stuff about, you know, with the Oculus being combined. I think it's mentioned in this article, as a matter of fact, combining the Leap with the Oculus would allow you to reach into virtual reality and see your hands in virtual reality.
I would love to see more stuff like that happen anyway, in general, just to see less interfaces that have to be touched. Yeah, so that you can... I don't know, just less transference of germs, but maybe also, I mean, I think of like drive-throughs and, you know,
vending machines.
Well,
if sex becomes virtual, then there won't be any problem with transferring germs, that's for sure. And the program here, according to the story at Breitbart, says that you'll be able to choose the anatomical partner of your choice from color of hair to breast size to any other body part that warrants an adjustment. Moreover, according to the Daily Beast, you can design the specific sexual act or positions you desire, perhaps including sex that you may be too embarrassed to ask for in real life. Ryan Schuster, founder and CEO.
People are going to cease coming out of their homes.
That's already happening. If you look at massively multiplayer online role-playing games, there's a huge problem, which we've talked about over the years here on Free Talk Live, where people will immerse themselves completely within the world of these massively multiplayer online role-playing games. In fact, you two were talking about one of them right before the show started. Well, it's not really a role-playing game. You guys are playing a massively multiplayer online game.
Right.
But it's become quite the obsession.
It's
for
like massively multiplayer online capture the flag.
Pretty much, yeah. You're playing Google's Ingress. But the online role-playing games, they have these sort of stories that go on, too, and you know, this all never-ending fighting, and the people that are fans of these games will suffer ends of relationships. They'll suffer starvation. I mean,
since we brought it up, actually, and since Ingress is actually really interesting to talk about in line with this subject, because Ingress is altered reality. It is in line with the Magic Leap thing that I was bringing up, and it is in line with something like an Oculus. If an Oculus Rift, and this is something I've wanted to see happen with the Oculus Rift, is Oculus Rift immerses you into, you know, a virtual reality, right?
That's right.
Because it's a screen that's in front of your face. But it doesn't have to. What you could have is you could have cameras on the front of it so that you put the thing on and then you see what you would ordinarily see because the cameras show your eyes exactly what you would ordinarily see,
yes.
Right?
And then they could layer over that.
It could layer over that and show you additional information. And that's what
a heads up display.
Right. Heads up display, augmented reality. So, you know, you look at someone and maybe if it had facial recognition software, this is the terrifying, you know, where it could go. You look at somebody, facial recognition software, it shows their ID above their head.
Just like the Terminator.
It would be very useful at conventions and that sort of thing when we go there.
So weird, though.
I can't remember.
People walking around with these things on.
Yeah, even if their ID badge is in their pocket, it reads the RFID tag or something, you know.
I can't remember people's names sometimes. It's like, well, what company does he work for? You know, that kind
of
thing.
That's why name badges are useful at conventions.
They are.
Any convention worth their salt.
Yeah, but if somebody's standing away from you and there are three people in the way and their thing pops up over their head, you know, you'd still be able to see it in the air.
Many people try to hide their name badges, too. They're like, oh, I put this on. I don't know.
You know, or perhaps you know, if it's got a fast enough computer, you know, you see somebody and they don't look necessarily like themselves. They look like a cat or, you know, like, they have altered, you know, they've altered their appearance. You know, maybe they're, you know, in real world, they're a brunette, and augmented reality, they're blonde.
This,
you know,
is going
like,
to take
stuff like that.
Things like Second Life to the next level. I mean, that's for sure. So, Brian Schuster, founder and CEO of virtual reality network Utherverse, contends that Oculus Rift is better suited to bring in-your-face 3D porn to the consumer than the movie studios. He maintains that, quote, the studios doing major motion pictures weren't exactly equipped to capture how the inner labia works.
What?
This is a serious news article, by the way, from Breitbart. There's more coming up here in moments. We'll tell you a little bit more. Because virtual reality sex is going to be of two types, I would think. One would be the digital, you know, sort of fake world of VR characters, and then the other one would be actual video recorded in some sort of porn studio. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Take control of Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. What's the killer app going to be for virtual reality? Because it's coming. It's going to be here sometime 2015, likely at the latest. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and join us on Skype. You can get into the conversation that way, and you'll sound better than if you're on the phone typically. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. You know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. They've got some great ones there. I've got a few myself. Libertystickers.com.
Talking about the upcoming virtual reality technology, Johnson, you had mentioned this Google getting into Magic Leap, and I thought maybe you meant Leap Motion, which is a sort of a virtual reality controller device.
No, it's augmented reality stuff.
Magic Leap, here's a story from The Verge. We can get into that, but they've invested $542 million in a round of funding for the secretive startup, Magic Leap. Nobody really knows what exactly they've got working, apparently. We can talk more about that.
And it's funny. You know, I actually found out about Magic Leap through through a jobs group here for the Free State Project.
Wait, they're hiring, you mean?
Yeah, they're hiring. Oh, wow. And somebody,
So they're in New Hampshire?
Yeah, somebody we know, William, posted things about them hiring jobs. I don't know if they're in New Hampshire, but
maybe that, maybe Boston or something.
Maybe, I don't know.
So more of the story about the software, because the hardware, it's been designed basically. They're tweaking it now, and they're going to try to mass market it, and that's very exciting. But if virtual reality is going to take off, it's got to have the software. And certainly video games have for years been almost close to photorealistic. I mean, they look so amazing these days. The software is there. And, of course, there's a lot of evidence that shows that the sex industry, the porn industry specifically, has really been one of the leaders in advancing certain technologies. HD quality video was really embraced by the porn industry before it went more mainstream. The porn industry was responsible for selecting VHS over beta, basically. I mean, they were one of the major factors in that. And so now you've got porn and or virtual reality sex that'll be coming to these virtual reality headsets. This is the story from Breitbart. The magic formula for VR sex is integrating two new technologies, Oculus Rift and Leap Motion, not to be confused with Magic Leap. Schuster explains Leap Motion employs a camera that adds the outside world into the VR world, such as your hands, eliminating the need for a keyboard or mouse. Not exactly a true statement about Leap Motion. Leap Motion's infrared, I believe, not actually a camera device. But it can detect your fingers. It can detect your hands, the positions of your hands, and you can do various different things with it. It's only when it came out, I actually pre-ordered it because I'd seen the tech demo for it online, and it looked amazing. And it really is. I don't do much with it. I, you know, plugged it in the first time, downloaded some software and played with it, and then, you know, plugged it in recently 6 months later and played with it a little bit more. But it's cool tech that actually does what it promises to do. So again, you can represent your hands in the digital world with this. And, of course, you know, some of the classic apps for Leap Motion are painting or doing some sort of music composition or playing video games. You know, like you grab a ball and you throw it at something.
I can imagine doing, like, 3D modeling. It would be kind of cool because then you could work with it almost like clay.
Yeah, you can sort of move your hands to rotate the cameras and things like that. There was, like, a 3D Tetris that came out recently for it, which is pretty neat. So, anyway, going on here, everything you see is virtual, but now with your hands there, we can create menus, items you can just reach up, grab, point, and click, says Schuster. You can also interact with the environment. Not only can you navigate the menus, but you can grab a chair and drag it over, or grab your partner and do things with him or her. How realistic will Oculus XXX be? The Beast reported that a recent Alien video game demo, which, of course, has nothing to do with porn, using the same technology proved so realistic and frightening that it prompted questions as to whether or not it could provoke heart attacks. Pocket Lint described the Alien experience using the Oculus Rift headset in this way. Quote, for a moment or two, we actually stopped breathing, too panicked and terrified to do what the human body naturally does, lest we make a sound. Yes, it really is that good. Now, they're commenting on the experience of being in this Oculus Rift, in this convincing, you know, virtual reality world with the new Alien Isolation game.
I'm sure, like, the game, too, they could be programming in, like, if, you know, you have a microphone on your computer and it hears you breathing.
Yeah, the aliens know to
come get you.
Yeah, they totally could do that. So, but, you know, the people who played this game just on a flat screen will also say it's a terrifying, you know, experience. So there's that. But I think it's speaking to how realistic it felt for people being in the Oculus Rift, and they're trying to take that and extend it out to what it would be like in a sex simulator. I don't think I'd be convinced by it at all. I think it'd be really cheesy, but, you know, some people might be into it.
Well, there is a whole field of industry out there that I learned from a podcast, or actually a video podcast or whatever, years and years ago, by this guy by the name of Martin Sargent. It was called Web Drifter. He used to go to the freakiest internet weirdos he could find.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, I don't know if you remember way back when. You remember, like, Alex Chu and his magnetic rings?
Yeah, okay.
Like, the life extension rings, or, you know, like, some guy who believes he's got a portal to another dimension in his living room.
TimeCube.com.
That kind of stuff. Gene Ray, exactly. Yeah. Those type of guys. So, this guy, Martin, would go around, and one of the guys he found was some guy out in Pennsylvania whose whole industry is teledildonics.
Oh, no.
It's real?
It's real. And it's been real for a while. So this guy was making videos with porn stars there, essentially, and he had, like, this, basically, have you ever heard of a fleshlight?
Yes, without getting too descriptive. It's
like
a
fleshlight.
Receptacle for men.
Yeah.
Prosthetic
device. A fleshlight with a receptacle in the handle, essentially. Yeah. Well, imagine that receptacle that could... move like an inchworm, sort of like pump up and down, essentially, like, you know, and has like a thing that can control the pacing through software, through the internet, essentially.
Yes.
You know, how it moves and... And
did it have a like a female version on the other side or something like that? Like,
there's that, and then they have instructions programmed in to match up with the timing on a video, and
so this guy is actually manufacturing this stuff, and it's been around for a little while.
Oh, yeah, it's been around. I mean, because I think the show that I'm talking about, WebDrifter, went off like 6 or 7 years ago at least. Went off.
Do you think it's still out there? I mean, is it like generation 3 now? Or
maybe. I don't know.
Well, I imagine he's going to be talking to these guys with the software whatever it's going to be. XBiz president Alec Helmy contends that with VR sex, quote, it's going to be a while before it really goes mainstream in terms of a device for mass consumption of entertainment or content. However, he adds, quote, undoubtedly this technology is going to be a game changer for porn. At the end of the day, you could create the most immersive, incredible experience, but if the device is not in too many hands, then that limits the commercial potential of it. Now, all they would really have to do, and I think that I agree with the ex-biz president here, the real, you know, the most useful thing from the porn industry's perspective is that this is a virtual reality glasses, the 3D glasses, so they could start shooting their porn movies sort of, they already have the point of view perspective or whatever, porn, they would just start shooting it in 3D, and then they could market a 2D version of it and a 3D version of it.
That'd be like relatively easy.
Just like the movies do today, people will put it on their little, you know, device, and they'd have essentially a private consumption of whatever pornography that they wanted, and it would look... I guess
really funny from the outside is what it would look.
Yeah, it'll always look funny if you get caught playing with yourself, Mark.
Yes, but this is going to bring it to a whole new level.
So I need your reaction from this, Ian, and I know this is going to be a plug, but go to KIIROO.com.
KIIROO.com?
Yep.
Well, what is it for people who can't go?
It's not a word in English.
There.
Right. Well, it apparently is the world's most advanced teledildonic masturbator.
Technology designed for lovers no matter how far apart. So this is the guy. This is the guy you were talking about?
I don't know if it's the guy I was talking about, but I just did a web search for teledildonics, and this is one of the first companies that came up.
There you go. You got $250. You can get one. So, I think cheesy is certainly the right term here, especially for the software that, you know, the VR simulators. I imagine they'll be popular, though. It seems like, you know, if you were going to be doing that, if you would be experiencing something like that, wouldn't it seem even less real and even less lifelike if it was, enveloping your field of view with some sort of 3D other person? Seems weird. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Would you do this? Would you get the VR sex program? It's Free Talk Live.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20 month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features that we share with you are available for free, so enjoy again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight in the studio, you've got Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Coming up, Keenvention is right around the corner, just about 1 week from today. It is crunch time for those of us organizing Keenvention. The news just came out today about Halloween, which is happening for the first time this year. Now, Keenvention is a great excuse for folks to come to Keene, come to New Hampshire, or check out New Hampshire in the fall. Now, it's a little bit towards sort of the late season in fall in that you're going to be past the peak, so don't come up thinking it's going to be the most beautiful leaf-peeping season. It's not. The reason why Keenvention is so affordable is because we schedule it for the week after the prices go down when leaf-peeping season's over. And so the hotel, it's actually really affordable. It's like $80 a night. You can divvy that up between a couple, two, three, four people and, make things real cheap to stay.
Now,
and Keenvention itself is just $60 for the entire weekend.
It's looking like they might get some leaves, though. There might still be some.
There's usually some. Last year, there were some. Some trees were kind of holdouts. Yep. And you'll get
I've seen some that are still green, so it'd be,
Yeah, I think it'll be okay, but it won't. We're past peak, though. I can tell you.
We're I don't know. I mean, if it gets sunny, it's still pretty good right now. But it's. Yeah. I mean, in a week, it's going to be done.
So Keenvention is an activist convention. It is something that focuses on New Hampshire-based activists because the Free State Project is the destination here. This is the reason why the three of us are here in New Hampshire is because of the Free State Project. Keenvention is not an official Free State Project event, but we will be having Carly Garrick, who's the president of the Free State Project. picked as one of the keynote speakers. So all the curriculum in Keynevention focuses on the activists. These are the people who are making the headlines. These are the people with their boots on the ground. Mark, you're going to be heading up one of the panels this year about media, being in the media as an activist.
Indeed.
And all of the panelists have been announced pretty much at this point over at keynevention.info. There's one or two more panels that have yet to be fully announced.
Now, with all these liberty activists and all these people, you know, from the Free State Project and whatnot, coming to the Best Western here in Keene, mm-hmm. The question is have they set up anything to deal with all the riots that you start?
The hotel's not really concerned about us, considering we've been there in the last year and they had a great experience with us. But, Johnson, there is the concern of protesters coming to Keynevention this year. They apparently, some anonymous male, has been calling the hotel repeatedly, multiple times, I guess, mm-hmm. per week for the last few weeks, and essentially harassing them about having Keynevention there.
Right.
And the hotel, you know, they're not too happy with the man calling. They're fine with Keynevention. You know, we're paying customers, and they're going to do their jobs, and it's going to be fine. But this guy promised to have a protest outside of the hotel, and the hotel told him that they would be removing his protest from the premises if he decided to come on the property. So odds are good. There's a good chance someone will be having a protest, maybe more than one person, outside of the hotel property. Right. And who knows what else. And as far as I'm concerned, if somebody wants to come in and pay, you know, the day charge or buy a ticket at the door, I don't care what their ideology is.
Right.
I'm not going to turn somebody away just because they're like a known hater. Come on in. Sit down. Let's talk about activism.
I, for one, would love to just see them come out and protest outside of the hotel in the cold. And then have the people
chilly.
Who are coming in to visit go up to talk to them and have them not say anything.
That tends to be how
it's a way to get your message out there to have people to go, oh, look, the people who protest, you know, Free Keene and Keene are really stupid.
No, well, all their message is hatred. It's just a message of anger. It's a message of we're frustrated. We don't know what to do, but we hate these people. So let's insult their weight. Let's insult their sexual proclivities. Let's insult whatever we can about them as a person. That's what it comes down to. So Keenevention could be the very first protested convention up here, because we've had years of Porkfest and the Liberty Forum, which the Free State Project has been putting on, and I don't think we've ever had protesters at either of those events.
I don't think you'll have them this year either.
You think the dude will chicken out?
Too much work.
You may be right about
slacktivists
that.
At the very height of slacktivism.
That's a good point. It's a possibility. But it's interesting because the position of the hotel, the lady who I've been talking to, she's like, look, they say a lot of stuff about you guys, but our experience with you has always been pleasant, and it looks like they're the ones who are causing the problem.
I don't know. It's still, Keynevention is happening, the day of Halloween, so there's still plenty of time for them to take out their power drill and, you know, make some more Stop Free Keen pumpkins. That they don't like.
Which is what happened at Pumpkin Fest this year. So join us for Keynevention. It's coming up October 31st through November 2nd. It's going to be a great time, and there's still things being announced. Like the Halloween costume party, which is happening on not Halloween this year. It's going to be, due to conflicts, it has to be on November 1st. But nonetheless, it will still be as fun as it would be. Johnson, you've selected the musical accompaniment for this. You put that together already. Derek J. and Danica.
There's going to be some edits, I think, a little bit. But, yeah, it's mostly done.
So that's happening. There's going to be great tunes. There's going to be a costume contest. Christopher Cantwell, our Wednesday night host, is going to be giving a sort of the inaugural comedy set to kick the whole party off. And it's going to be fun. And it's all going to be for a good cause as well, because all the door entry fees will be going to benefit Ross Ulbricht, who is the man who's accused of running the Silk Road. You can go to freeross.org. You can contribute to Ross's legal defense. If you know anything about the Silk Road, you know it's an underground drug marketplace and other things marketplace. You can buy like fake IDs and stuff like that there. And it has been around now for over 2 years. Actually, it's now 3 years, basically, that the Silk Road's been around. Because Silk Road, even though the FBI took it down in October of 2013, it came back in November 2013 as Silk Road 2.0. And Silk Road 2.0 is still going strong. In fact, I posted a message on their forums announcing the Halloween party. So I figure, you know, the folks at the Silk Road might want to come to the party if they're in the area. Anyway, go and check it out at keenvention.info. We'll look forward to seeing you there. So, you guys, I mean, what do you think? Sex software for virtual reality. Would it be something that were you a single man that you would engage in?
No, but one of the things you said during the last segment was you said something about something taking up your field of vision, this like 3D thing. Like, it didn't make sense to me what exactly you were asking.
Well, it just seems cheesy to me. Like, you know, I understand that video games are close to photorealistic, but
right.
What they're talking about here, there's two kinds of things that would be operable on this virtual reality for you know, XXX content. One would be software, where you would be having sex with some software girl.
Right.
You know, she would look like polygons, I would guess, at some level.
Right.
And then the other would be live video made in a porn studio.
Right.
It would seem to me the latter would be more popular because it would be more realistic, even though it wouldn't have the ability of controlling
right.
the character.
The polygons are getting really, I mean, you're looking at, what, PS4 coming out
mm-hmm.
now?
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting pretty realistic.
So
I'm more interested
not that
in,
realistic, though. I mean, it's you would not be fooled into believing that you were, you know, having sex with a real woman, and I just don't. It seems like it'd
have
be
you
cheesy.
Ever seen the movie Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
So, Jessica Rabbit, what do you think?
I'm not a huge fan, but I know there are a lot of people who are.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they can live their dreams.
You mentioned that on one of the breaks, and I think it's interesting to point that you would be able to load up a sex cartoon.
Right.
Which may be more convincing and more interesting to people than somebody trying to simulate with virtual reality and
actual
sexual scene.
And it's going to enter into a whole new world. Well, this is going to be funny. That
Aladdin.
My laughing at the whole new world is going to be funny in a second, because I was going to say a whole new world of copyright problems. For example, where you finally
Disney's
get to find out what's under Ariel's scales.
Right. Yeah. Disney's not going to like that very much.
Because there are going to be cartoons that are that's what people are going to do because it's 3D animation. I mean, essentially 3D models, but essentially, you're bringing things from the screen into real life.
That's more convincing to me than having virtual reality, like trying to simulate a real woman. To just embrace the fakeness
of
it and to.
But even simulating real women, I mean, you could also be simulating, like, oh, all these guys now, Slave Leia. You got to think of all the geek, cliches that you can possibly think of.
Well, you can't stop porn. There's no stopping it. It is the, once the internet came around, porn was first. I remember in 1993, somebody showing me one of these GIF things.
Yeah, 256 colors.
Whatever they were. And this, it's going to keep on pushing the envelope. Enough people are going to get involved in this that it's going to push the envelope further, and that's what's going to continue to happen. I'm more interested in, the first-person player role-playing games that would go on.
So you wouldn't be into the Simpsons porn or anything like that?
And I'm not really interested in the Simpsons porn.
And now, now I can bring up the fact, I'm sure you guys discussed the fappening, right?
We did a little bit. This was the release of the hundreds of pictures, videos.
Modern-day celebrities, like current celebrities.
Naked pics.
Now these naked pics can be used to render computer models of them, and then their image can be used in this type of stuff. That's the type of thing that's probably going to happen, too.
I just think that would be pretty cheesy, but I do.
Sure, but
I do
sure
like
there's
the
also going to be celebrities that actually work with the studios to actually do something.
Get like porn stars or whatever scanning their body, their motion capture and things like that. And that technology already exists, of course. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So that's coming up soon. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here tonight. Still to come here, Johnson has brought in some audio of how to make a progressive lose their S is the name of this video where you pulled it from. We'll play that, and I'm not sure why you're bringing it, so you'll have to explain that coming up here in moments. And you can also take control of your ways. Plus, Mark has 11 types of people libertarians are fed up with.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com. Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.